We are continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We're in Sha'atik, Baruch Hashem. That is in the Old Tfus. We're in Perik Aleph of Sha'atik, which is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. You have it? Yeah. Okay, good. And in the Tfus of Frish Matuk Midvash, it's page Reish Nun Ches. Okay, so we're going to discuss Atik, the Patuf of Atik. Now you have to remember that where are we positioned in Ak, right? We're dealing with the Adam Kadmon, which was the first Patsuf. Which was created. Now from him created the worlds of Achav, right? Came out from the Choytim, and from the Peh. That created the worlds of Achav. Which then came out from the Peh, which developed into the world of Akudim, and then came out from the Anayim, came out Nikudim, and they were Shoev, Abchina, which were able to make the Kelim, the Gemar Kelim of Nikudim, and all that really developed Mitibo de Ak Ulimata. Mitibo de Ak Ulimata. So we're way down in Ak. Bechutzavak, right? And then we have all these Nukudim which became formulated. And then we saw the Machodesh that came out. The Machodesh came out from the Metzach of Adam Kadmon. And that is going to do the Tikkun. That's the Tikkun. We saw that what broke exactly. We speak a lot about the Zayin Malachim Zayin Malachim Shemesu. What are they exactly? So we know whether the Bechin of Sag de Sag, they come from the Nekudas of Sag, which is called Sag de Sag. Now, they came up and out of the Enayim. There were these tiny Nekudas called the Nekudus, and they formed the world of Nekudim, and they went all the way down to Tibul Elimata. Since now we said the Ma Chodesh, which is the rest of the Or, which in the Penimis of Ak is coming up in the Metzach of Ak, is going to misaken this Bechin of Sag, the Sag becomes a Ben. The Sag becomes a Ben. It has a Bechin of Ben, even though it's a greater Or. But Vival says, the Arizal himself, the Chidosh, the Arizal himself, since the Ben is going to be, since the Ma is Mashpia on a high Bechin, Agam is high Bechin of Sag, it becomes, we call it the Ben. So the Etzem Ben broke. And now the Ma'achodesh is going to misaken the Ben. So Bekitzur, Atzilus, what, if I was asking you, what forms the world of Atzilus, you tell me only two Bechinas. The Ben, which is there, those are the Kudos. And the Ma'achodesh is coming up from the Metzach, that is going to misaken the Ben. So come to Chorus, it's Ma'uben. Atzilus, which is a tzotzor from the world of Akudim, tzotzor of the world of Nikudim, tzotzor of the world of Birudim, now is going to make up the world of Atzilus, which is all the same Mokum, and that Mokum is a tzotzor of the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, which is the Ben, and the Kudus is called Ben, and the Ma'achodesh. So Bekitzu, Atzilus is Ma'u Ben. Now in Atzilus you have 10 spheres.
What's the U?
Sorry? And? In Atzilus now we have these two Bechinas. Now you understand these two Bechinas all have 10 spheres. Now we're going to discuss the 10 spheres of Atzilus. For example, Keser of Atzilus. We know, we just said, made up of Ma'u Ben. Now, which Chalokim of Ma and which Chalokim of Ben does Keser take to make the Keser? Which Chalokim of the Ma'u Ben come to Misakin the Chochma of Atzilus? And so on and so forth. Now, one other introduction. That these Eses Spheres of Atzilus, we're going to call them Patsufim, names of Patsufim. Because again, that's the whole Chiddush between Tohu and Tikkun, though we looked at the individual spheres as Bifne Atzmo, and Adrabah, they wanted to take the all, the Ganze all for themselves, all the all for themselves, and they broke. The Tikkun is when they're working all together, all the Esser spheres are all working together, that's called Patsuf. So all of these individual spheres are now in the Matzav, which we call Tikkun, are all going to develop into Patsufim. So Kesev Atzilus is now going to become Atik, the Patsuf of Atik, including the Patsuf of Arif. We'll see in a minute. And then you have Chochma, which is Abba. The sphere of Bina is going to become Ima, and so on and so forth. Okay? And the Zayin Tachton is Zun and Malchus. Right? So you can see all these little spheres that once upon a tiny Nikudois are becoming full-fledged Patsufim, and that is the Tikkun. That is the Tikkun. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Is that clear?
No.
Okay, we'll read it inside. This is all a hakdamah to this parak over here. But that was just a general introduction. Okay, so let's go back. Zokter Ariza. Again, we're talking about why, because I just must be to you all this process that we've then seen till now with Noch and Nekuda, Noch and Nekuda, another Nekuda, till we finally get to the world of Tzivus, which is the Iker. Because we are, the Bnei Yisrael are working in the world of Tzivus. Nase v'shtei b'chinas anis kolim shehem ma'u ben. Like I said, Atzilus is only Ach V'Rak. Very simple to remember that Atzilus is made up of just those two Shemas, really, Be'etzim, the shame of the Ma and the shame of the Ben. The Gematria 45 and the Gematria 52. Shehem Elochim Shemesu. For Hem Bechinas Nukudosh Shel Sag. Bechinas Shel Sag. Right? Because we know that the Sag was Nehafech, who changed the name to Ben. Now, the only difficult part with this line over here is that the Ariza says that Umma, the Shem, Shehem, Shem, the Atzilus is Shem Ma and Shem Ben, Shehem Malochim Shemesu. Now, that lacho is incorrect. It's incorrect. Because what we do know for sure is that only the Ben is referred to the Malochim Shemesu, which is a Sag the Sag Be'etzim. That's where the Malochim came out from, right? So that is the Bechin, the Ma, Chodesh, Adarab, that's coming off the Metzach, which is coming to Mesakin the Malochim Shemesu. What's he saying that? Shehem Ma Uben, Shehem Malochim Shemesu. So, I looked around and I found three tools into this question. One teretz is, the Eshel and the Beis Lechem Yehuda say that this line, Shehem Malochim Shemesu, is not going on the Ma, it's going on the Ben. Alright. Okay. There's a Hagon the Etz Chaim, Hagos Biurim. He actually has a different Gersa. And he doesn't have Shehem Ma, like we have, Shehem Ma and Shehem Ben, Shehem Malochim, Shehem Ma, full stop, Shehem Malochim, Shehem Ben, Vuhu Malochim, Vehem Malochim. So he has a different Gersa saying that Mephosh, that the Ben, it's only the Malochim, is only going on the Ben. The third teretz, as I was a Rashash, is much more teeth, and that's we're going to see a little bit of it as well. Is that as we know, every bechina can split up in more bechinas, and the Rashash is famous for this. So we have the ma'u ben. So the ma'u ben that we're speaking about here is not the ma'u ben ekloli; it's ma'u ben apchatim de ben. So you have ma of the ben and the ben of the ben.
Yeah,
but b'chol we're not talking about the ma.
Yeah, but it doesn't work because at the beginning it says that ilo matzus nasim beis chinus anis karois shem shem ma v'shem ban. It's not shem ma uban de ben.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's not uban. Right.
The ikur part of Atzilus was made from ben. Oh. Right before Maiva came out, that the world of Atzilus was created. They had a technical problem that they broke. Say that, but the Olam of Atzilus was already created. Yeah. And even Bri, Atzilus, everything was created before Ma'al Chadash. So the Bechal Ma'al Chadash is not talking about
Av the Sag Deben to now. Ah. See, now when we mention ma uben, we're talking about ma uben akhlali.
Right, not akhlali.
He says,
sha'ati, it's not a new thing. We're talking about the olam ha'atzilus.
Yeah, he says, איך נתקן כל המעצילות הם נתקן בייס פחינות עניז קרויס שהם מה הוא בן אחר?
It's closer to adjectives that we now need now to put potter.
We're talking about Rasha here.
Now,
Nisko, you have to see what the Rasha says before how he touched on Nisko. But I call upon him here in order to save the matzav here, because it's a complete check here. You can't say that these are the two bechinas that died. Ma never died. Ma was never there. B'shas Meiser.
Then you assume that we don't do anything from Av and Sag the Ben.
Av?
You assume that we don't do anything from Av and Sag the Ben. At least not part of. It's not done from Av and Sag the Ben.
Av and Sag the Ben. Av and Sag.
According to the Rashash, that we're talking here about ma uben de ben.
Yeah.
We don't talk bichal, not about ma klali, and not about av v'sag de ben.
At this moment in time, we're talking about the malachim shemesu.
Yeah.
The malachim shemesu is only from the ben.
Yeah.
Okay. And in ben, there's two parts of the ben that broke. It's the ma de ben and the ben de ben. That's all he's saying. He's not saying that we're not going to talk about the Ma'achadosh. Ma'achadosh is going to be talked about, he spoke about beforehand, and we're going to talk about it later on. But in this one line here, Shehem, Melochim, Shemesu, has to be talking about Amma the Ben. The Ben is the only Bechinat book. Okay, you can take it up with the Rashash later on.
When we say that Sag turned to be Ben,
yeah.
That Sag the Sag on me.
Sag the Sag, yeah. Nikuz the Sag.
וצורך
מברר מהו החלק שלוקח עתיק יומים שהם מה ומה החלק שלוקח משם בן. Like we said, all we have Eset Nekudas now, right? And we saw the tikkun that they all went back up, they went men and all upside back and so on and so forth, and they all came back down. Now the Ma'a Chodesh came along, is misaken them. Now we have to get more details now. Now that we have all these esesfiros, which are becoming, I stress, they have not become yet. They will become from the fact that they're taking a chelik of the ma and a chelik of the ben, and together they'll make all the patsufim. So the atik, the question is, what does atik take, or rather you can call it keser, keser and atik are synonymous, to make itself an atik or a keser? That's what he's asking now. V'tzok levar mahu ha'chilek shelokeach atik yomim shehem ma, b'shem ma, ומהו ha'chilek shelokeach b'shem ben. Ki kvar nizbar le'el, sheyesh be'atik docha v'nukva. That we mentioned before, huh? Right? Docha.
Docha.
Right. We saw already there's a double batasha already, many pokim before, already in the Kudim. There was a double batasha of the oil coming in the pit, the akin coming back in the pit, the akin, the keser, the oil keser, the reshima, the keser hit into the oil chokhmah coming back down. That making a double batasha, and it says the Arizal already down there, and Shah in the Kudim, that already you see there was a bechina of Zocha and the Keva, or Ducha, Venukva, in Atik, right? So we have to understand what took what. Al Kain, the Chen Adel Zeh Ba'arich, we have to know what built the world of Arich, the part of Arich, and Ba'aba Ve'ima, Ve'zeh Ampin, Ve'nogvea. We have to understand how do you make up all these Pasufim. The Kvan Zbayer Le'el, Kishay Ma Yesh Bo Alba Bechinas, Tamim, Nukudos, Tagim, Oisius. Like we always do, we always split up the different bechinas. Now, ma we're going to split up into tanta, tamim, nukudos, tagim, oisus. V'chein adeh al zeh b'shem ben. We're all going to also do the same thing with ben. Shem nukudos shel sag. He says it here. Shem nukudos shel sag. Sag. Nechlag le'arba bechinas aniskorim shem tamim, nukudos, tagim, oisus. What he's trying to get to over here is that we have to match up ma and ben together, right? Wherever ma broke, you have to take a little bit of the ben to misak it in. Wherever ma broke, wherever ben broke, and keep on doing that in all the different spheres. Okay.
It's not like the Rashash again. He says that ben is nekudas the sag. According to the Rashash, ben is nekudas the sag the sag.
Ben is
nekudas the sag the sag. According to the Rashash.
Sag the sag. This is sag the sag.
No, nekudas. Nekudas the sag.
Yeah.
The sag the sag. Yeah. According to the Rashash, it sag the sag the sag.
No, he's talking about Ben Klali. There's two things.
No, he's talking about the Ben which is going to create the Shah Atik, the Atik.
Yeah, well, you have Ma de Ben, and then Ben de Ben.
Yeah, Ben. What is Ben? Ben is like the Sag already. So
no,
the
both said the Sag. Nachamai, I don't think you understood me. Nachamai, in Ben. And then there's two halakhi, yeah.
Ben, you've got two halakhi.
Right, you have Ma de Ben and Ben de Ben.
Ben is only Sag de Sag, it's not Sag.
No, it's both. What? Both, again, both Ma de Ben and Ben de Ben make up Sag de Klori. Sag de Sag.
Yeah, Sag de Sag, very
okay,
good.
Both of them. And this is referring to the Sag de Klori.
Oh, Ben Akali is Sag de Sag.
Yes.
Yeah? Now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you say according to the Rashash, yeah, this Ma'uban, which is just before mentioned,
yeah,
is Ma'uban the Benaklali. It's Ma'uban the Sag de Sag.
Ma'uban
the Sag de Sag.
Not the Sag de Sag. No, it's the exact same thing. Not the. It's the same thing.
No, Benaklali is Sag de Sag already. It's not Sag. Benaklali is just Sag de Sag.
Ben is ben. Sag de Sag, yeah.
So when you say that Ma Uben, which is mentioned just before,
yeah,
is Ma Uben the Ben, which is Sag de Sag. So it means that this Ben, the last one, is Ben the Sag de Sag.
It's a Prat in Sag de Sag. Okay, so what?
Yeah. Then he says, B'shem Ben, Shem Nekudot Shel Sag.
But he is referring to the Ben Akloli. It's not about Ben Akloli. I don't know what's swear. I don't know.
According to the way we learn, I understand. According to the Rashash, Lechora, it's not Ben Akloli anymore.
Again, we have a problem in the first line that you can't get away with. Shehem Elohim Shemesu, right?
So that's just here. That's right.
Now the Nichlag. Now what we're trying to do, we're trying to match up the Ben and the Ma. So therefore, in the same way that we saw one nekuda is nichlak litanta, therefore you have to say the other nekuda is also nichlak in tanta in order to match them up. Vegamda shekivo shem ben shuhu nekudas tisag yesh bo ese nekudos shehem ese sfirot kiniska leel kach shema yesh bo ese sfirot ubeasher nizchabrim shnei shemot elu ma uben bechibo Docha v'nufa kiniska le'el hem mitchabrim eses spheres be'eses spheres. Again, we're trying to match up. We need to match up the eses spheres of Ben with the eses spheres of Ma. They have to be equal in numbers. Okay, let's go back to v'tzog levaya tchila inan atamim or tamim nekudos all the tanta. We have to mevar them v'hitchalukutam be'eses spheres. We machalik the tanta into 10 spheres. Again, with all this erke, the kinuyim, or the arachim that we always speak about, you always have to match up, for example, in this particular case, we want to put 10 spheres into tanta. Now, how are we going to do that? How do you put 10 into 4? Da, ki bezoa omru, shatamim em kese. So the tam is going to get kese. V'nekudas b'chokhma. V'tagim b'bina. So therefore, here we go. We split 10 spheres into tanta. Shehem nikram zer v'nukveh. Aval da ki atachlokes shehitchalukot hazer hu be'inen be'eses spheres be'atzma shel ma. That's when you look at ma by itself, and I want to split ma, which has eses spheres, into tanta. I can do it that way. Or be'eses spheres atzma shel ben. I can do that also. I look at ben individually, and I split the 10 spheres, which I then mechalik it into the tanta. Shehem mitchalikim b'seder ze. Omnam kasher bechinas elu shel ma'u ben mitchalikim be'atik ve'arich and abe ve'ima ve'nuk ain't tzedekim. Elu ba'ofen achav zocha hakdam azu. But masha einkin. Now, if I want to find the bechinas that create Atik and Arir and all these Bechinas or Keser, Chochma, Bina, I do not mechalik it so easily like that. Okay, let's continue. Now, before I start this, you have to look at the charts. We're going to look at these charts, because if not, it's going to take us a long time to be Masbir this. Okay, so we're going to look. We have two charts in front of us. One is dealing with the Ma. Remember, Natsiros are made up with these two Bechinas, Ma Uben. Very simple. Ma uben. The collection of those two, the Esses Filos of Ma and the collection of Esses Filos of Ben, made the world of Atzilus. Okay, we're going to start with the chart which says on the top, Sede Hitchalukot Havaya Dema Achodesh Shuhu Tzad Docha Shel Kol Patsufim. Okay, you have that? Ma. Okay, now, very important to understand. Ma will form all the Zechor, the Chelik Azocha of all the Patsufim. And Ben is a female part, will form all the female parts of the nukva of all the patsufim. Okay. So again, what are we trying to find out? We're trying to find out what made up Atik. So if we look on these charts, let's look on this chart together. On this chart we find that on the right hand side we find all the names of the patsufim on top. Let's find a way in this chart over here. Okay. So on the top we have all the names of the spheres.
Okay. Is the reason why they're different colors?
Yeah. Well, different colors, just practically, just a machalik between the things. So this is Atik, Arich, Abba, Vizalpi. Those are the four main Patsufim. Well, that'd be five. Zun is five, right? It is a two. So if one, two, three, four, and five. Those are the five Patsufim that we're dealing with. Atik, Arich, Abba, and Ze'ampin Venukva. Now I want to know what happened to Atik. What did Atik take exactly? So he says over here that Atik took Lakach Misham, Mishemma, Bechina Haketesh, who Shua Tamim. So if you look down over here, this is Tamim. And this is Keser. So Atik took all these Esses fields of Ma. It took Keser, Chokhmah, Bina, until Nuk, in order to make its own Keser. Okay, so if I ask you, what made the Keser of Atik, accompanying the Zohar Chelik, so you tell me, it took all the Esses fields of Keser.
Shalvah.
Abba, yeah. Zohar. Oh, this is only talking about the Zohar Ma. Now, Al Champin, how was Al Champin made on the Zohar side? So that's connected in the Kudos. So, he took the Esses spheres of Chochmah. How was Abba made? Abba was made that he took from the Shem Ben, Chatzi Elyon Shel Bina. He took Bina's half of them. He took Keser, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura. That's it. That's all he took. And Ima took the rest of it. She took Tiferet, Netzachot, Yosod, Malchut, and that was Ima. Okay? So far, we got three out of the five Patsufu we've created already, the Shem Zochem. Now, how did Zun were created? They took the rest. All the rest they took Gvura, they took Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yosod, Malchut, they took all of that together. All the Esses spheres of all those seven. Okay, quite simple. Straightforward. Okay. Now, let's go to the next chart now. Next chart now is the side of Nukva. Remember, every part of this sort of Tikkun of Patsuf is to have a combination of Ducha and Nukva. You can't have a Patsuf which only has complete Nukva. Ducha. Why? Because that's all complete Chasadim. And if you have a Patsuf which is completely Nukva, it's Kula Dinim. You have to the shiluv of ducha zuk nukva together in order to make a patsuf. So we saw how the patsufim, which chalokim did the patsufim take of ducha? We saw that. Now, which chalokim of ben did the patsufim take over here? So same thing over there, same layer over here. Let's see Atik. So we're going to look up here on this top left corner. Atik, what she take? He took on the tzad ben, took nukva. Lakach misham ben, misham ben, chatzi elyon, the hainu, ad shlish tiferet shel kesef. And this text is a gon, but in the etzchaim text, this adds in from the Marcho. So he took Atik to make his nukva side, he took keser, which bechina is the keser? He took keser, chochma bina, chesed gvon, tiferet shlish elyon,
the keter,
in order to make his Sad Nukva the Keser.
No.
Arich.
Isn't finish.
Okay, you want to do it that way. Okay, and Atik he took as well. Atik took lakar gimel gam gimel reisha de chokma de ben, which is the sphere of ben chokma, and he took chokma, he took kesa chokma bina, and as well he took, if you look over, third, the third column, he took also lakar gam. Dalit Rishonis the Bina the Ben, which is he took Bina, and which parts of Bina did he take? He took Keter Chokma Bina Vechesed. Okay, that everything that Atik took.
Keter
the. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. And then he took further on. He took as well. He took Lokach Zayin Kesorim Shel Zayin Tachtonim. That means he took from the Chesed Gvur Tifer Netzachod Yisod. He took all the Kesorim. Okay, so now we sorted out Atik. That's how Atik became Atik, by taking all those portions. Now Arich, how did Arich become Arich? So he took, we saw on the Tzad Ma, the Tzad Ben he took, Lokel Zayin Tachton in the Chokma de Ben Shu Nikudash, we took all down here. And that's it. That was Abba, by the way. Yeah. Sorry, let's go back. Looks, I made a mistake. Arich, he took the Ksorim, which Keser he took the Bechinas of Net Teishlish Tiferet Netzar Hod Yisod Demarco. He took these Chalakim over here of Keser. That's all he took. Abba took Lakar Zayin Tachton Nuchochma De Ben Shu Nekudas. He took Abba took this. Ima took. Lakach vav tachton de ben shuhu de bina de ben shuhu tagim. Bina took this of bina. And then Zun took the teisha sfirot tachton shel zat de ben shuhu oitzer. Then it zat Zun took the last the ninth sfirot which was left in b'chesed t'malchus. Okay, so the bekitzur that created all that we need to see. That created all the Patsufim of Ma, of Atik, Arach Ampin, Abba, Ima, Zeampin, Vinukva. Is that clear?
Yeah, but it's Chinese.
Huh?
It's clear, the Chazon is clear, but what is the meaning of it?
What do you mean, what's the meaning of it?
Why would Patsuf Abba. Arich Ampin will take Mitzad Ban all the Chokhmah, and Mitzad Ma all the Chokhmah, and Mitzad Ban the Keter.
Oh, what's the Hezbo? Yeah. Why did it happen like that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to see. We're just starting off. Okay. This is also Sveikas. We spoke about the Sveikas as well. We're going to find out exactly what took what. We're not quite sure in the Reish of the Adik. Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. That's the problem. Now let's see it inside now, okay? Vizu Pratun. Hine Atik Ve'Arir Shneim Nechlolim Keser De Atzilus Kemosh Yisbar Bezat Hashem. So the Keser of Atzilus is going to be divided by Atik and Arich. Unfortunately, the Atik is the Pnimis of Keser and Arich is the Chitonis of Keser. That will make up our Keser the Atzilus. Vine Atik Lokeach Mishem Ma Bechinas Keser Shalo Shehem Atamim. So again, from the side of Ma, he took all the Keser, the Haino Eses fields of Keser, as we saw in the chart. Umishem Ben Lokea Chamisha Rishonus de Keter Shalo. And when we changed the chart, we went to the Ben chart, we saw that Atik also took the first five of the Keser of Ben. And then Shehem Gam Kim Tamim Ki Kava Yadate Ki Kol Achas Me'eses Sfirot Chlolos Eser. So he took five of the Kes of the Ben. Vo'od Lokeach, and Atik took another Shalosh Rishonos the Chochma the Ben. He took the first three of the Ben. Va'aba Rishonos the Bina the Ben. Ve'sheva Kesarim Shalosh Zayin Tachtonu the Ben. He also took the Zayin Kesarim of the Zayin Spheres. Now, That was all in Atik. Arich, what did Arich take to make his tikkun, to make Arich the parts of Arich? Lokech mishema b'chinas chochma shem nikudas. He took all the essence fields of the Shema. Umishem ben lokech hamisha tachton zeketze de ben. He also took five tachton zeketze, which was left over from Atik. Shehem min atiferos ulemata. That's for Atik. Arich. Now Abba, how do we make the parts of Abba? Who chokma shel atzilus, velokeach mishema chatzi bina shelama shehem tagim. So Abba took chatzi bina, five top spheres of bina on the tzadma, which represent tagim. Umishem ben lokeach sheva tachnones to chokma de ben, and he also took from the other chart, from the other side, ben the nukvah chart. He took the seven tachtoni to chokma de ben. V'zeh she'omru be'idra zuta Abba achi talia bechesed pirush ki Abba maschil min ha'chetze shebechochma desag v'lemata. That's Pshat Nezora that said a very cryptic line like Abba achi v'talia bechesed. What does that mean? It's like we understand now. Says Ariza because he took from chesed chochma desag v'lemata. That's why Abba is taller in chesed. If he couldn't take more, because anyways Atik took the top three. Now how we build the parts of Ima? We build the he bina datzilus. The Ima he bina datzilus. Lakra mishema chatzi bina shelema shel tagim. Ma from Ima took what? From the tzad ma. Tzad zocha she took chatzi bina shelema shel tagim. Umishem ben lakcha shesh tachtonos dibina de ben shuhu min hagvuot sheba ulemata, and then she took the other six bechinas of bina of the tzad ben, and that's what's pshat in the Zohar. Ze she'omru be'idra zuta ima achid v'talia begvura. Now what does that mean? She talia begvura ki atik locha alba rishonis. Atik took the first four, and that's why she took the next bechinas megvura debina deben ulemata. That's pshat. She's totally begvura. Now let's just finish off. Zer v'nukve. What did they take to form the passive of zer amping v'nukve? Lokhem sheva tachtonas dema shem oisius, and they took the entirety of all the rest of the zayin tachtonas, which is chesed to malchut. They took all the SS fields. That's on the tzadma. Umishem ben, what did they take? Lokhem sheva tachton shebo chutz mesheva ketorim shel elu asheva tachton ben shegam hem lokum atik atzma. Atik tov tiksorim lo zayim tachtonim. And therefore the tesha sfiros and the matter always taken about zeh nukva, zeh ampi v'nukva. Okay. Quite straightforward. And the charts that made it very much very simple for us. Baikta. Now, he's going to repeat this nukuda, very important, because the patsufim are not, there's no two bechinas. It's not a patsuf, and the patsuf are taking things. No, the things that they're taking, which are the hainu, ma oben, are the patsuf of atzilus. Again, only for atzilus, mitibul of akum lemata. Lemata didn't work like this. That's what he's going to say now. Va'al titay bedvorim bedvoreinu loma shehem bechinas achas. Uma shelokchim hem devar acher. It's two different bechinas. Aval kavan saying he ki atik yom midat zilus kol atzmus u'nas mishnei bechinas elu shehem ma uben. The gufa they made up of these two bechinas. Ubechinas ma shebohu nika atik ducha. Ubechinas ben shebohu hu nika nukva datik v'zocho v'al tishkach. Al tishkach. Klal ole. We have here a rule that comes out from this. Ki ol matzilu yesh po eses spheres. As we said, we're just going to remind them. Go back a little bit of Chazal. Atzilus is made from 10 spheres. And how does that translate in patsufim? So ketzuhu atik ve'arich. Chochmahu abba. Bina translates to the patsuf of, will become the patsuf of ima. Shesh ketzavas chagad nahi hem zah. Umalchut hu nukvan dizah. Vekol bechinas elu nase atzmusam mishtei bechinas ma'uben. He's repeating again. All this that we just described, which was made from two simple shemes, called Ma Uben. We call Bechinas Aduchim Heim Mema. All the Bechinas that we saw, all masculine Duchim Bechinas came from Ma. Venukva, all the Bechinas of Nukva, Mibain Kiniska. Okay, is that clear? All the Zochas took Mima, and all the Nukvas took from Ben. Right.
What is the Atit say? What was the...
Don't make a mistake in thinking that the Patsufim took something. Ma'u Ben.
No, didn't take that.
There was no Patsufim. What happened was, is that Ma'u Ben came together and made the Patsufim. There are two Bechinas. It's not one Bechina and one Bechina. These two Bechinas made one Bechina. Right. Now this next line, the line we just read over here is a bit difficult because it just said something which doesn't make sense. The reason it said, "V'kol Bechinas Duchim Hem Mema." Anytime we find a Patsuf Ducha, Bechina Ducha, it comes from Ma, and all of it Nukva Miben. Now what does that mean exactly? Now we have to understand there's two types of Patsufim here. If we analyze really, there's really two sets of Patsufim here. Two different types of Patsufim. We have something called Atik and something called Arir. Okay? Now where's the Ducha side and where's the Nukva side of Atik and Arir? Where is it?
Minubay.
Right? We don't see it. Well, why don't we see it? Abba v'ima, ze ampin v'nukva, there we see it. And Atik and Arir, we don't see it. What's Pshat? Pshat is special because they're so nailed, so high, the Achdus is so great that it's all verbunden. It's all one Bechina, right? It's all one Bechina. Very, very high. Abuzai, when you look at these Patsufim, what we just said now, these two charts that we just read out, it makes very, very much sense in Atik and Arir. Meaning like this. That when Atik came down, it took a little bit of Ma and it took a little bit of Ben. That makes sense because in Atik there's a tzad ducha and there's a tzad nukva. Arich as well can take from the Ma chart because in him is a ducha, and he can take from the Ben chart because there's a nukva. But how does it make sense to say that Abba took from Ma and he took from Ben? Remember, mitzad Ma he took. What did he take? You said that Abba took. Lokumem ma b'shema chatzi elyon shelabina. But the problem is that he also took from the ben side, from the feminine side. Abba took lok lakach zayin tachtonim the chokma de ben shun nekuda shem nekudas. Now how can Abba, which is a duch, which is a male patsur, be taking from a feminine?
Understand? Daddy and mommy had a boy. How come a boy is coming from a mommy?
Now the problem is the Loshen Ariza. He says, "Kol bichinas duchim hem mema." Yeah. All right, Abba, which is ducha, he's taken from Ben.
But the Abba's got potentially a nukva as well. Varaya that he can give.
He has ima, right? That's what I'm saying. There's two different types of patsufim. There's one patsuf of Atik. You can say that in Atik there's a bichina of nukva and there's bichina of ducha. But in Abba, he has an ima. Ima should be taken completely from Ben, and Abba should be taken completely from Ma. What's Pshat? Abba is taking from Ben as well, and Ima is also taking from Ma. Doesn't fit in the Loshen here. Kol Bechinas Duchim Hem Mima. That means all Bechinas, that means Abba, and also includes Zeampim, which is completely Ducha, we know that. They should be taken only from Ma. And the Nukva, which is Ima and Nukva, Me Ben. But we don't see that. We see that he just told us that they're taking from both.
And you assume that in Abba there is not
that's not the point. It's not. We can make shtebu. We can make more bechinas. We can say klape this. We can say that nukva there. But the vote is. But there klape. We always look as Abba is a male patsuf. Abba is a male patsuf, right? And obviously, if it's a male patsuf, how can he tell us that it's only taken from Ma? It's only taken from Ma.
Not only.
Yeah, hemimah.
No, the chet.
Hemimah, venukva mi ben kiniska. So I found this kasha in various mafashim. The Yafishah is the first one I saw. The Yafa Shoah asks his cash as well, Baruch Hashem. And he's metaret Shema Rutzuloma. Here's an interesting touch. The Ma that is referred to here, you probably won't like this, but Yafa Shoah, when we do the function of the Etz Chaim, he says the Ma is not referring to the Ma that we just spoke about, is referring to Chasadim. That Ducha is always made up of one very stark Bechina, which is called Chasadim. And Nukva, when it says Mi Ben is Nukva, which is exclusive to Ben, means to Gvoz. That's the way he wants to touch up. The Ramaz, which is the back of this Otzot Chayim, and Ois Kuf Mem, is Metaritz, that Abba's Mekabel Ma, Vegam Ma Deben. Something similar to what we saw from the Rashash. And Im is Mekabel Mi Ben, Vegam
Ben
Dema. Right? Okay. So that so called Bechinas Duchim Hemimah, the hands of the two Bechinas, the Enechanami, he's not Mekabel from the Bechina of Beneklali. He's going to Mekabel from the Madema and the Bendema. The Bendema. The hands of everything's always staying. Mekabel isn't going to get this right. The Madema or Madeben. 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 So he's always taking the chelik of zochim. Rab is always taking, that's the fitzim loshon. Kol bechinas zochim, which is abel moshul hen mima. Which ma? It's either the madema or the madeben. But it's always taken from the ma. Mashem nukva is always taken from the ben, either ben deben or a ben dema. Okay, that's the way the Ramaz and always kuf mem. You can einshal. Right, let's go back to Vinivar Ata der Prat. Nasrivar in Atik Yomin Shtrila Nivar Mihuze Anik Atik Yomin. Now, okay, that was enough for the Chalukah. Now we're going to come into a new subject called what is Atik exactly? How does Atik look? Hine Betchilas Idra Zutram Dav Resh Peches Amud Aleph Amma State in the Zohar Zilushana. Hai Atika Kadisha Tameh Veganis. You've probably seen this Lashon often, over and over again. And it always bothered me because Atik Kadisha, it always sort of flips between Atik and Arachampin. Because we know Arachampin is also called Atik Kadisha. So it's not clear in the Zohar which Bechina is referring to. Sometimes it's referring to Atik, sometimes it's referring to Arachampin. So with this shtickle over here of the Ariza, it's going to explain to us how we're going to understand the Zohar. V'hai atik kadisha tami veganis. When it's very, very nailan, very, very hidden. And, says the Zohar, tlof rishim it galfan da legal min da v'da le'ila min da. That means they're all entrenched one into the other, one on top of the other. All chahuv, they're all engraved one on top of the other. Da le'ila min da. V'abiru da כי זה העתיק הקדיש הנזכר כאן, אינו מדבר על הזכר הנס בבחינס מה. Again, we made a chili between Ma and Ben. Atik, you have a side of Ducha of Atik, and you have a side of Nukva the Atik. Forget the side of Ducha for the minute. Whatever Atik took from Ma to make it Tzadzor, we're not going to speak about that. Mikan haba, we're only going to speak about the Atik, the chilik of Atik, which he took from Ben. Which is called the Tzad of Nukva. Ela Nukva de Atik vide Arich Ampin. Because the simple reason is that because we know exactly what the position is by Atik Ligabe Ma. Because we know he took all the Kesarim, all the Keser, all the Esesfers, the Keser. We know that Arich Ampin took all the Esesfers, the Chochma. The only shot is by the Tzad Ben, then you start finding these Chalukim within one sphere. והנאס בבחינת ספירות קטר של שם בן של הנקודים של המלאכים של מייסו. The מייסו, that means we're talking about that נוקבה. Those are the מלאכים של מייסו. זכור הקדם הזו כי היא צריכה לך מאוד בכל הידרה. In order to understand the הידרה, the Zohar, you have to understand this following introduction. ובכל הדרושים של העתיק והאר רמפין כי הנה מן הכסר של שם בן נעשו נוקבה דעתיק ודער רמפין כנזכר לאל. והנה כסר זה בכלולות כולם נקרא עתיק קדישה, הבן זה מאוד. all these bechinas that we saw that Atik took from Ben is going to make what was called in the Zohar Atik Kadisha, which means.
How do you call the part of Zachar?
Which is Atik, Atik Yomim.
Atik Yomim.
Yeah. But anyway, Kesa Zehu Chlolos Atik Kadisha. This what we just spoke about in Tzad Nukva. It's called Atik Kadisha. Matcheles Neshlei Chalukah Shem Shlosha. There's two bechinas, which become three. Sounds like a Sefer Yetzirah here. Pirush, hine hu matcheles la'atik yomim va'arech. You have two bechinas, first of all, right? You have a mixture of atik and arech, which make the kesa of Ben. V'achikach, arech nichlaku l'shnei techlokim. Then arech splits itself into two. V'hem kesa shabo shel arech ampin atzmo, v'achochmo shel arech atzmo. And the Chochmah as well is called Shehi Mochit Setima Shavoro Be'arich. Okay? Bo'ofen, She'atik Kedisha Nizka Kan Hu Kolet Tlotteration. So an Atik, the word we're talking about, Tzad Ben, has three heads. Three heads to the Atik. Reisha Ilohi Hu Nika Atik. Vuhu Achilik Shela Rosh El Elona Shede Atik Kedisha. This is the upper head of the Atik Kedisha. Atik Kedisha. V'tchei reishin tatin, ash be'atik Kedisha hem, nikroim ar rampin, v'nechla lekesev v'chochme shebo atzmo. Ki atik Kedisha hu, shem kole la'atik v'la'ar b'v'china shem ben shebo k'nihanizkar. V'avin zemot. Okay? So again, let me just draw the picture for you. You have one large head, one large patzuf, or anyway, the beginning of the patzuf, the gar, let's say, the gimel rishonis, the head, it's called the head of Atik Kadisha. That's the general name of this, what we're looking at over here, the Atik, the head of the Atik, right? Now, in the head of Atik, you find three miniature heads in the Atik, in the Atik's head, in the part of Atik head. The top one is called Atik. Everything is called Atik Kadisha, but you have Atik over here. Below that, you have the next two really are made up from Al-Khampin. And Al-Khampin, the second one is called Keser of the Al-Khampin. And the final head is called Chokhmah of the Al-Khampin. Okay? And the Chokhmah is also called Mochim Stimo. Anybody know why it's called Mochim Stimo? The closed Moach. I found two pshat in why it says that. First of all, because if we know, it's a bit strange this whole story, because if we think about it, it's a kashya, because we're talking about the head of Atik. And the head of Atik, l'chol, you have keter chokhmah bina. And here all we have is kese, and chokhmah. We don't have any bina here. Where's the bina? So it says the Ariz that the bina yored legoren went down to the throat. Why did the bina go down to the throat? Because there was so much koach over there in Atik Yomim, and the Kesev Arich, and the Chokhmah Arich, all those so powerful, the Bina was forced down out of the Moach of Atik and went into the Goron of Atik. So therefore we only have Chokhmah Bina there. That's why it's called Sosum. What's Pshat Sosum? Because Chokhmah without a Bina is Sosum. What's Bina? Bina is being Mefaret, it's a Tzotzah of Chokhmah. Chokhmah is the clown. You can't really get, you have the general idea, we don't have the pchatim yet. Bina comes along to mefarid what the Chokhmah is all about. Since Bina is not there, and the Mochim to do it strong, that's what's called Mochim Stima. Another pshat is, in Zer Ampim, we'll find the Chokhmah develops the Lamed based Nitzivas of Chokhmah. There's 32 levels or pathways to Chokhmah in Zer Ampim. In Atik, sorry, I should say Al-Khampim, where you have the Chokhmah and Al-Khampim there it's Sosum. There's no Nesivas of Chokhmah there, because it's Takas Sosum. It's Sosum. Either because of Pshat Nela, or because the Bina is not there in order to develop the Chokhmah. Okay. But often, Sha'atik, so therefore, in the Chlolus, these three heads are all called, Bekitzel, Atik, Atika Kadisha, and that's Pshat in the Zohar. Every time you see the Kasha was, Zohar, what is Zohar speaking about? Is it talking about Atik proper, or is it talking about the Teretz? Is talking about both.
Where is Chokhmah the Atik?
Chochma the Atik, that's what it's Admat Ben.
That was what you're talking about.
That's the Chochma the Arich, no? Chochma the Arich. Atik is Keter, and then you've got Arich in two Halokim, Keter the Arich and Chochma the Arich.
Yeah.
And you ask, one of Bina, because Bina went into the Goy. So I would like to ask you, Chochma and Bino, the Atik.
There's a lot of Bechinas here missing. I don't know why you're just asking that. There's a lot of Bechinas. If you go through this list, we're not finished here. Developing all the Bechinas here. We don't know.
I understood that Atik was, when you said Atik, means only Atik, no, not Asar Bechinas the Atik.
He said Atik.
No, we're talking all the Asa Bechinas. We're talking about the Asa Bechinas.
Right?
We're talking all the.
No. I'm in the Atzilus.
This is Atzilus.
Yeah, but that's the Atzilus before the Kilu. That's the Chelek Aban Chelek Ma. Yeah. Now we said that the Atik the Atzilus, the Chelek Nukva, the Atik is drawn from the. The five first, and the chelek anukva de arich is from the five last. That creates the chelek anukva.
Yeah.
This chelek anukva, you got three halokim, shtaim shen shalosh. You got the attic itself.
There's an attic inside the attic, right? That's what you said, the three inside the attic cloddy.
Let me just make it clear, right? So inside the attic cloddy, you have three heads. Cloddy Rishi. Zohar says you have three heads.
What is the first one?
The first one is called attic.
I know. So that's inside it.
Now, in attic,
you got three halakim. You got attic, and you got arich and
the actual one on top of the other, right?
Attic,
and then you have
arich
and arich. Now, these two arichs are keser and chokhmah of arich, right? Okay. Now, in the first attic, you have keser chokhmah bin as well. Keser chokhmah bin.
How many attics? There are two attics there.
Yeah,
attic
cholia.
Then you said there was an attic inside.
Attic kadisha, which means everything, the three heads, which is attic and arich.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, in the attic kadisha, okay, that's the general. You have three heads. One refers to attic. And then next two refer to arich.
So there's an attic inside an attic.
Yes. Right. No, get it right. Don't say attic. There's an attic in attic kadisha. Attic kadisha means attic and arich. So it's not right to say it's an attic and attic. It's attic in attic kadisha. Okay. Okay. It's very important.
And I should add
that in attic there's also is keter chochma bina.
Only.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get there. Let's not push it, right? Now, so far, so good. So we just develop a here an understanding of the Zohar. Okay, let's try, we're going to finish. Oh, I thought we were going to finish.
No,
that's
the end.
So
what we have to now? So what we have to now? B'lechein, nika ati kadisha, ki hu b'chines keter azokin shebekol eses sfiris. Ashemimenu nasi atik v'arich. Ma sheken b'shema hazocher ki atik levod nasi mina keser de ma. On the side zocher, he took all the keser, the ten eses spheres of the keser de ma. And arich also lo nasi elo mechochma de ma de kiniske. He took the eses spheres of chochma on the side ma. Okay. Now,
if you don't mind, ולכן נקרא עתיק הקדישה. Why דווקא he explained why the חלק הנוק נקרא עתיק הקדישה and not the חלק הדוחה. That's what he meant. לכן נקרא עתיק הקדישה, כי הוא בחינס כתר הזקן שביכול היו צפירות, אשר ממים לעשו עתיק ועריך. That everything was taken from the כתר, the בן. מה שאין כאן the חלק הזכר is not taken from the כתר דמה, but from the כתר and the חוכמה דמה. So it's less.
Well, no, he's only taking. No, no. What do you mean? The
Chelik HaZachar
is the Keser, and Arich is going to take from the Chokhmah.
Yes, so
what's the Chiluk? What's the difference?
So we prefer to have Kibbutz something which is only taken from the Keter.
What do you mean we prefer? What do you mean?
No, I want to explain.
How do you tie it up? Why is this considered Atik Kedishah? This is not Atik Kedishah? What are you
talking about? No, it's not.
Why?
Atik Kedishah is Dachka the Chelik HaZachar.
Why?
Because it's taken only from the Ksorim of Ben.
Why? So why is that given a special title, Atik Edition? Why is it called the Zokian Shabekol Esesvil? What's the special title? There's also quite
the
special.
Which is lower, okay, taking from Chokhmah. Is that what you mean with the Mashenken?
I don't think he's explaining why he gave a special title. It's more because it comes from that Tzitzis. We're building up a Tzitzis. The Ikar of Atzilus is from Ben. Ikar of Atzilus is Ben. It's just Mechalik here that what we're speaking about here, we're going on and on, it's only Mitzad Ben. It's only Mitzad Ben. And that's pshat in the Zohar. Zohar only speak about Ben, the Atik Hadisha, because otherwise you think he's talking about the Tadma, he's talking about the Atik Yomin. It's like, v'hine, ma shelokeach mishem ma, nasi mimenu Atik Ducha. Shekavah nizbah inyanu hu keser she'em tamim dema, aval nukva de Atik, asher hu arosh elun shebet lad reishim, so all three heads together would give this title, he's repeating himself here, of this what we call Atik Kedisha. Yesh ba Sveikus Gedolus, right? We just spoke about they took, but we don't know exactly how it was formed. That's the problem. We know what they took, but we don't know what got formed from it. That we don't know, and that we'll speak about in Paragimel. V'zish omu b'didah idra zuta tlat rishim the it galufan. He's just repeating himself. Pshat in the Zohar. Biron yonim v'amar ki arosh etachton shebe'em hu mochad stima de arir. The lowest of the three heads is called mochad stima de arir. Shehi b'chinas chokma shebo. V'zish ma risha chada chokma stima de akasiv v'lo it patcha. It's closed. It does not open. V'le'malim imenu hu risha, the second head going from bottom to top, is risha yila atika kadisha stima de kol stimim. That's the lashon used in the Zohar, which is referring to the keser of the arich. Hu b'chinas keser atma shel arich. Asher gam hu nika atik kadisha. It's also atik kadisha. Even just the arich is considered to be atik kadisha. V'yod b'chinas keser. V'le'malim imenu, the third and top head of the third of this atik kadisha. Hu reisha de kol reisha de lav reisha de lo yodo de lo idyodo ma de havi ba ba'hai reisha. It's so high that we don't even know what we're talking about there. והנה זה הראש השלישי ממטה למעלה, which is the top, which we're אלון שבקולם, הוא בחינס נוקפה דעתיק. Again, we only talk about the nukva side. וכן, אמה, דה לא אידיוד מה דה הווה בהי רשע, לפי שבעתיק דוחה, כבר ביאנו, דה אידיוד מה שיש בה, שהוא כסר של מה. אבל מה שלוקח מבחינס בין להי רשע תליצוסה, which is the highest one, בזה יש ספיק, כמו שזה בא בעזרת השם. וזה שאומה, דה לא...
What's the problem?
What's the problem? What's the problem? He's just repeating the exact same line he said before. And yet, Sveikus Gedolus in. Sveikus Gedolus, right? Sveikus, because we don't know. We know what they took. We don't know what formed what, though, in the Keser, right? Because in the third head, we have a Keser Chochma Bina.
The third head, you call it the first one?
Top of the three heads, right? Which is called Atik. Mm-hmm. Right? There we know what was taken, right, in order to form it, mm-hmm. right? We know this is five at the beginning of the of Keser, mm-hmm. and we know it's the gar the ben. We know it's also the dar the bina, yeah. And we also know it's the zayin ketogim of zat. And lech teidah what got built from that.
Ah. Well, yes.
Right? The sveikus, there are many, many different ways how you can make these combinations to build whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Shaila is, how did it happen? Come on, she's by the Zot Hashem. V'zish omer de lo idiyode ma de habe behai resha. L'chora, tzor l'dayek. Lama lo omer lo idiyode ma habe hai resha. Why is it behai in the head? Ma shelo omer kei, ma shema shekavar anu yod imitzias resha be'atzimut mayim. We know what it looks like. We know what they talk. Shehu atik yomin kinitzka le'el. Aval ma sheyesh betocha. Hu inyan hu she'ein anu yodim ma'hu. Bihu hu. Hu ala bechina shel ben asher sham nizkar. He's repeating himself. Always talking about ben. Ki hu mivarer min habirurim sheyesh b'shem ben. Then he's taking all the chalakim of ben, which needs to be the mechaber etzem in order to make the atik. Mitchaberem imo v'nasen nukva ilav. וזהו שאיננו יודעים כמה בירר ממנו וחברו אליו וזה שאומרו ולא אידיאדי מה נהבי בה הרי שזה הווה. Okay, that's the fake as well. We're going to see the Hashem. So I hope that is very clear with the charts. That makes it quite simple, right? And that was just a simple part. Wait till we see you next week. Okay, okay. Hashem, Shkoyach.